Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herden phone conference line.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning.
Mondy's here.
Good morning, Mondy.
Morning, Ruth.
Nice to have you on the call.
Nice to be here.
When are you going to send me a new picture?
I thought I sent you one the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk up, Ruth. We can't hear you.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. That better?
Yes, it's better. I think he's already...
I had to get a different microphone system here. I had to plug it in one ear and hang the thing on the other side of my head, on my other ear, for it to stay up in front of my mouth. Practically eating it. But, yes, I better get a different one.
It
picks up better.
On 518, I sent you one, and it went to not Hurtin, H-U-R-T-I-N.
There's no I.
Got it. Okay, I'll resend it.
Thank you.
That's twice I made that error. I thought I went into my address book and made some...
However many other ones you sent me, I didn't get them either. Oh, okay. Well, it's time for us to begin talking. Our help. Boy, this Dr. Blaylock's report is has so much information in it. I would think that he'd want to spread that into about 6 months' worth. But some of it I thought was a little more than I wanted to know. Probably a little more than you wanted to know either. So I decided I would better make some slides to go with it, or it might not be fun. So here's the first one. First slide says, category medicinal, leads to painful diseases. Toxic agents such as mercury, aluminum, fluoride, nicotine patches. And so down here below, there is a people, all the scientists are doing some experimenting at a table, and the lady in there says, Kramer's just discovered an amazing new vaccine, and if one of us can discover an amazing disease for it to cure, we could be in for a Nobel Prize. So that must be how we're getting all of these shots and everything we're supposed to take. I'm not sure if it was in this report or in some of the things that where I was looking for pictures or jokes and different things. It sounded to me like that part of the reason for all the vaccines was to prevent people from living too long. That was probably one of the jokes. Anyway, good morning, everyone. All of this technical information I felt we needed to lighten up a little, and so I was busily scurrying around trying to find out, okay, so this is what happens and causes our system and so our problem, so now what do we do about it? Well, we get on a call like today and search around and see what to do about it. Thank goodness for NECAN. We welcome you to the call today and pray that we will find the ways and continue to have such a wonderful company as NECAN that helps us to be able to avoid a lot of these problems and it gives us an opportunity to share with other people so that we might be able to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. I just decided that this morning I would have my greens on before the call. And reading about all these things and everything just made me want to have green zymes all day long, just so that I would very much stay away from inflammatory problems. All these toxic things that are in our water and in our actually. They're in the middle of the store. Let's look at Dr. Say hello to everybody. Is there anybody who is new on the call today that I'm not seeing, who's not on the WebEx yet today, that'd like to say hi? We could help you get onto the WebEx if you would like. So today it's Thursday's call, and we are focusing right now on Dr. Blaylock's wellness report. A couple of things I wanted to share with you from this, and I have practiced saying some of these words a little bit. Not that we necessarily need to know how to say them, but we don't need to have them that much in our vocabulary. However, I'm going to talk a little bit today about the body's immune system that Dr. Blaylock teaches us about, and the fact that it can kind of go out of whack with aging. But if the immune system kind of gets stuck in an inflammatory state, it will send signals to the brain and activate the microglia. And when it does this, here on our screen, we can see that that is going to, the immune system gets stuck in a deficiency or autoimmunity state, and the body then attacks its own cells, and that gives us a painful, well, big long words that we didn't bother to learn, painful muscle and brain disorders, thyroiditis, inflammation of the thyroid, lupus, optic nerve inflammation, encephalitis, acute inflammation of the brain, and shingles that we've been mentioning a little bit on the call. So it is very wise for us to be studying about inflammation and how to avoid it, which is kind of one of the primary aspects of our call, not every day, but one of the reasons why we have that, as the inflammation problem has been found to be the common denominator of all of the chronic diseases. Maybe you could even say of all of the aches and pains. So maybe we should speak up and say all of the things we don't have. You know, what is the good news today? Do we have all these? Are we talking about having these? We are not. Did anybody on the call have more aches and pains and problems before we started? How many have less of them now? Maybe you'd like to share a little bit about, you know, when we think about aches and pains, mostly we think about maybe some we have sometimes, but how many of us had more problems before? I'll tell you what I had before, much more, is I had the glutamate, the ocular migraine. But studying all these things helps me to know what not to do so that I don't have the ocular migraine anymore. Very, very, very rarely, and I was really having a problem with them. And I felt like my brain was being attacked. I don't have that anymore. How about any of you? Do you have anything that you don't have anymore since we changed a few things?
Go ahead, Karen.
The sad thing for me is I find myself not hurting, but then I goof up on things. And then I find out, you know what, I better get back on track. But maybe I shouldn't admit all that, but anyway, that is the way it is for me at times. But it just reaffirms even more that we are on the right track and we are doing something that can change our life if we'll be consistent about it.
Isn't it nice that we now know, I know what I did. I think I have a week of, I did something that I shouldn't, ate something I shouldn't have eaten, and it seems like it's taken me a week to get rid of the inflammation type of feeling in my legs mostly, and my and in some of my joints. I was down there in the hotel, and I just ate something from the store. Well, it was a piece of chicken, and I have been, I really had a reaction. So don't feel like the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, well, and probably I shouldn't. We just got off of a trip, and amazingly, I did. You know, I thought if I could come back from that trip and not have put on any weight, which would be very unusual for me, I would have been a real success. But when I got home, the closer I got to weighing myself, I thought, oh, I'll bet you I'll put on 2 or 3, 4 pounds. Well, it turned out that I'd actually lost a pound. But while we were on the trip, I did a couple of things that were not good. And, you know, yesterday I was really paying the price for having goofed around. So I love knowing that we are on the right track.
That's because you've been listening to your body.
Yeah. Thank you, Ruth Williams.
You'll learn what is like. We were learning what is like. Okay, Mary Lou, did you have something you were going to share too?
Well, yes, and when we first got on the program, I had had quite a bit of pain in, like, my groin. And it was very hard when we would walk. And then I had these terrible pains in my calf muscles. And, I mean, I would go half a block and have to stop and stretch them out. And now, you know, I don't have that discomfort anymore. I mean, I had it every single day before. Now, if I get it, I think, what did I do or what did I eat or am I not hydrated? You know, it's just made me very much a lot more aware. So.
Great. I just can't believe how much, you know, when something happens now, oh, well, did I not drink my water?
Yeah.
It starts automatically. It doesn't just sort of happen out of the clear blue sky, does it?
No.
And you know, you don't get the results of making a poor choice. You don't always get the results, like, the very next day. For me, it was several days later, and it just really hit me hard.
Wow.
Okay, anyone else want to share?
I think it's the awareness, understanding more that I guess I'm more in control of my body and based upon what I insert into it. And I've noticed the inflammation, you know, I've talked about it several times and how it's, I feel that's really gone down in my body. And I just feel like I'm headed in the right direction to achieve what I'm trying to achieve.
Well, thank you, Monty. You know, that it makes me, I'm reading all these things, and it just sounds like, wow, we got a lot. As we get older, then we have to have a real fight here. And hearing that we can have a lot more control makes me feel a whole lot better. And so I think it's very much worth having some green zymes a few times a day instead of maybe just once like I have been doing. So one little thing down here in the corner of the page, it says for most, the conditions are like with memory loss or with some of these aches and pains that we get, things are still reversible at this stage. But for a few, unlucky few, the inflammatory processes are occurring at a higher rate. But I think that what we're doing helps us to reverse that. And so another thing that he emphasized in this wellness report was infections or vaccination can trigger brain inflammation and degeneration, especially in critical areas controlling memory, learning, language, and behavior. And we know that inflammation of the gut such as Athena, and ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, allergies, or gluten, rapidly stimulates, oh, here's my new word, microglial activation. Never thought about saying crog when I saw crog. Microglial activation in the brain, resulting in brain inflammation. So good nutrition reduces gut inflammation. Of course, avoiding those things that we know affect us, like the gluten or whatever. One point, I don't know how you'd get around this, it says studies have shown that even minor surgery, such as removed, can temporarily activate brain inflammation. So the body and the brain are very, very much connected. Let's see what. I have to push a little button here so you can. Come on. Click, how am I clicking? There he goes. So, some of these vaccinations and things, there are a lot of pictures to choose from about them. Here's the real swine flu. It is really a cash infusion expropriated from the U.S. taxpayers. You get required health care. We could probably get, with the government wanting to have more control in our life, we would be able probably soon have required vaccinations.
They're coming to that.
They are working on it. But
yeah.
More people are fighting against it, too.
Thank goodness.
And so we talked yesterday about inflammation in your gums and your teeth and how that problem has also caused a reaction in our brain. Okay, so all of the toxins that we're getting, again, are a part of our inflammation factor. And so we're very, very fortunate that we have our waterfall and our the information that we've been getting from the other things that are toxic that we cannot put into our body and not expect to have some of these reactions. So main thing is to stay out of the middle of the store. Don't buy things that have all these ingredients in it that we know are bad for us. So we have to make those good choices and drink our good water. And, again, avoid these foods with glutamate.
Ruth, may I
point
out something that I never realized until we were on this trip? When I left home, I found out when we were in the Blue Mountains, too late to come back home, I found out that I realized I had forgotten to bring my CPAP machine. And I was in a little bit of a panic because when I don't have that, I really get extremely tired. And I remember Donna saying to me several weeks ago that she went on that trip and didn't take her CPAP machine, but she used her RAM pillow. Well, I got to thinking about that. Well, Clyde always takes our travel pillow. He sleeps with that every night, and I thought he was crazy. But anyway, when we were on this trip, I decided I better try that pillow to see if it would help me, and it did. And now that we're home, even though I still use my CPAP machine, I use that travel pillow around my neck. And you guys, it really helps you to go into a deeper slumber. So if anybody is having trouble with sleeping, they ought to think about trying that pillow. I'm really amazed.
I've been doing that more lately. Also, I carried it with me to Portland and used it, and I use it when I travel. And sometimes I have started using it at home too, but I didn't have any clue why it was working better. I just thought it was the shape of it or something. So I'm not sure why it is helping us to go into a deeper sleep. But that sounds like a good thing to know, Karen.
Yeah. Well, when you're trying to get rid of inflammation, if you are not able to go into those good deep sleeps, that's one of the foundations for you being able to get rid of inflammation.
That sleep part of our wellness is certainly one that I work with, trying to get myself to stay asleep enough. I think I go to sleep too deeply, quickly, so maybe that's part of it, but I will certainly get my, maybe I'll have a pillow everywhere. Okay, so, thank you, Karen. Any other comments? Here we are, staying away from the MSG and the glutamate. Dr. Blaylock talks about the fact that we not only have the glutamate receptors in our brain, but we have them all over our body, in our skin, and our blood vessels, and our heart, and our pancreas, the gastrointestinal tract, the liver, the lungs, and prostate, and the breast tissue, immune cells, and even in bone cells, we have these glutamate receptors. And as far as I can tell, this little picture right here is one nerve. And this one is another nerve or cell, and in between there is where the synapse, and particularly it would be in the nerve cells. This is a synapse, I think, and so then it's dropping something in between, or I'm not sure that I understand this well enough to explain it, but I like the picture of the glutamate receptors. There's another one here. I can get it to this one to get out of the way. Several of them that showed this is a pre-synapse neuron, and so every time it stimulates or the next nearby neuron, and then see those the little pictures that they made of the glutamate receptors actually on the neuron. And apparently on the rest of our bodies. And here it's shooting the glutamate down in the area around it. And so this is after it's already been, after it's been shot, I guess, or however dropped it, drops or conveys it onto it. Activation of a neuron, generation of a new nerve signal. So this is, again, this synapse. And I take lecithin all the time because it increases the ability of that synapse to happen. And without it, I just really had a problem with memory. When in my 20s and 30s, when I started, well, no, not my 20s, and, well, I probably had the problem then, but when I started with Shackley and got the lecithin, it made such a world of difference. And that has choline in it, which increases the ability for that memory, for that synapse to occur. So that was a major thing for me and my memory. Helped him amazingly much. Okay, our overall health tonic here to help us stay with a pH balance. And have a lot of really good food and good health in our digestive tract. I think this is one of the biggest gifts that we have from NECAN are the greenzymes. When we're not running quite right, if we just go and have a good little glass of greenzymes or a capsule, take some capsules. Now this morning I put my greenzymes right. I put some orange juice in with my greenzymes drink, and boy, that was just very downright enjoyable. I could have a little sip of that all day long, and I think I'm just going to try that and get myself a little bit better on track than I had been before this outing where I ate a piece of processed chicken or I don't know what all it had in it. I don't think it's the chicken that's the problem. I think it's what they put in it. A piece of chicken that has to sit there and wait for you to come and buy it probably is not the best idea of something to eat. So, I don't think I have anything else I'm going to share out of here, so let's go look and see what else I put up here. The other thing that Dr. Blaylock reports, calcium reduces cancer risk. Well, that was a little bit of news, but why should we be surprised? Calcium is one of the very things that helps us to increase our pH level, to become more alkaline. That's people who are drinking soda pop, and drinking it like that lady that we talked about one day that she died, that they just could not get her calcium to her blood fast enough to keep up with all of that soda pop. And usually the calcium that we have and the calcium and the other friendly minerals getting to that blood gets it to, so that it is pH balanced, and when it's not, you can't live, can't be healthy, and the amount of cola that she was drinking, you can't even live. But that's what happens, is the lack of this. And of course, and he mentions in here some problems with too much calcium. That made me think, well, I think we have the answer to that, and the fact that we have the osteodense, and so the calcium that we take goes where it's supposed to go. So here we are, healthier. Yahoo!
You know, Ruth, this is Mary Lou, the lady next door to me. She's like in her 80s, and she's the one I went over and shared my food charts with and everything. Her kidneys are pretty bad, and anyway, they just left yesterday to go back to Wisconsin for the summer, but I was over to see her the night before last, and her doctor had called her, and she was alarmed. He was alarmed because he has been having her take calcium forever, and she got a blood test back, and her calcium is way, way, way high. Her kidneys are only functioning at about 25%. And so, I told her about the osteodense. Her daughter is a nurse. I just have to talk to her daughter. But anyway, she's pretty scared right now. And I know that it's because the calcium is not getting moved around. You know, osteodense is, everybody that's taking calcium has to take osteodense. And the other thing I remember, I'll never forget this because I asked Dr. Naidu about it specifically for Margaret Heath, that's on the call. And I asked him, I remember he said when we were in Bellevue that if you are taking a natural thyroid, like the Armour thyroid, that's natural, then you can take the calcium. But if you're taking a synthetic thyroid, like Synthroid, there's other ones out there, don't take calcium capsules. Get your calcium from your food. I will never forget it.
That's a really important thing to know about.
And that lady next door has been taking Synthroid thyroid for years and calcium for years, and the doctor never caught it till just now when it's so bad that he actually called her doctor in Wisconsin and got her moved up 3 or 4 days. I don't know. It doesn't sound good at all.
Ooh, kidneys, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, I hope she'll hurry up and get on the osteodense and then get thyroid. Well, it sure pays to always insist on doing natural.
Right.
Some of the doctors, I have low thyroid as well, and so I take a supplement, but I take the Armour one also, the natural.
So do I.
So they, I just have always insisted on that, and they sort of thought I was nuts. But, oh, well.
Me too.
The naturopath that recommended that one, and because it was natural, and so.
And you know, some people say, "Well, my insurance company won't pay for that." My thyroid medicine, the thyroid that I take, the Armor. So what? A 3 month supply is less than $16.
Mm-hmm.
A copay on one of those other ones is $40 or something. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think all the Synthroid that
yeah.
I take, I think it's about $35 or $40 that I pay a month for it, in addition
oh.
to my insurance.
And Margaret,
and my doctor
will not change. Yeah, go ahead.
He
Margaret.
Says, now we've talked about that before.
Yeah, he will not change.
Wow, somebody wouldn't change for me. I would change doctors.
That's what Mary Lou's been saying. And I should.
Thanks for backing me up on that, Ruth.
I don't know what we need to change.
He wouldn't let her do a bone. He didn't want to let her have a bone density scan because she refused to take Fosamax.
Margaret.
He never gave results, but I found out the results from somebody else from the clinic that did the test. But he did give it to me. He said, no point in doing it. You won't do what I tell you to. I said, well, let's take the test anyway, and we'll see. So he never gave me the results.
Now tell him what happened.
There's only one doctor in Memphis? There's only one doctor there?
Oh, my snore.
Wow. I don't know. What will
but
you do with
somebody
you
now who goes to a doctor who is letting her take the Armor, and she's getting it through a prescription. But Mary, she's paying a lot. She's getting it through a prescription here, and she pays about twice as much as you do, but she's thrilled with it.
Yeah.
Because it's better than what I'm doing.
Oh, I've been taking this for a long time, well, a couple of years or so, and I just took my temperature again. I finally remembered to take it before I drank something. And it's still only 97.2. I'm cold a lot. I don't know if this is working or not. If anybody has any suggestions, I don't know what. How are you supposed to get your temperature up?
Oh, Ruth, this is Kathleen, and I just got on the call, and I have thyroid problem. I was cold for years, but now I'm warm, and I don't know what the difference is.
And your temperature is 97.8 or 98.6, I guess.
What, 6?
I'm quite a ways away, aren't I?
98.6? Yes, I need to take that. I, you know, I've just been at it for so many years that I just forget to take the temperature.
Yeah, it's funny because I just said to Larry last night, I would be curious if my temperature has ever come up, because mine was always 96.3 or something. If mine went to 98.6, I'd be in bed because I felt so crummy. And and now I'm going to take my temperature because a couple of things I've noticed, and I've only been on this since the first of the year, but immediately that irregular heartbeat that I was having went away. It stopped. And I'd been having that. It was happening several times a day. And when I got on the thyroid medicine, that stopped. And I used to get hot when I exercised, but I would never sweat. Mm-hmm. And I can sweat. Hallelujah, I can finally sweat. What?
That's because you went to Arizona.
Yeah. Well, it's nice because that's getting rid of toxins.
Yeah.
Now, what are you guys doing for your thyroid?
Taking a thyroid supplement.
I've got the lowest dose that you can possibly get. But
I take two of them, one, and it's supposed to prepare your body for the other one or something.
Where do you get that supplement, from a health food store?
I got it from Naturepath. It's a prescription.
Oh, I see.
I got mine from a doctor, too.
But now that I had, after I got it from him, well, now I'm getting it from my doctor here on Vashon, get a new prescription.
And they need to check your blood. You know, they have to make sure they're not giving, that your thyroid isn't going wacko. So and mine was perfect after 90 days. So they said, just continue doing what I'm doing.
Mary Lou, this is Nancy.
Yes. Yes.
My doctor really specializes in the thyroid and bioidentical hormones. And
yes.
He says the range that the labs have, each lab makes up their own range of the people who come through their lab. So when we really think about it, these are low thyroid people who are coming to the lab, not well people with good thyroids. So we get this range that is so wide that almost, he says, like 75% of the people will fall within that range. So that's all they look at, and they say, you're fine, you don't need any. But in his practice, after people have gone to other doctors being told that, and they come to him, and he puts them on enough of the thyroid, and he likes the armor, it just makes a world of difference. So your doctor's probably not giving you enough. So if you say it's on the lowest dose, are you on a grain of thyroid? 1 grain, which is 60 milligrams of armor?
It was point something. Hold on, I'll look. But
are you on thyroid?
No, I'm on armor.
Okay.
I may need to talk to you off this call.
Sure, let's do that. And Ruth, the same thing. Cold hands, cold feet, those are classic signs of low thyroid.
Yep.
When you get it up to the level that you really need, that will go away.
I guess that maybe I should talk to him more than once a year.
You know,
absolutely.
This is Kathleen, and I just want to tell you that I follow Dr. Alex Lloyd in his healing codes and have been, in his groups. And he was recommending this woman that decided not to be an MD, but to be a scientist. And because of her own sickle cell anemia, she has developed this blood stuff. And she said, these are things you need to ask for in your blood test and demand that you get them so that you can understand them. And I just have a smattering of the information right now, but she was talking about thyroid, and just testing the T3 and the T4 are not enough, and she gave 3 maybe more breakdowns beyond that we could get. And so I'm in the process of asking her, well, what is the list, and what lab do you have to go to get it, and at what price? My naturopathic doctor sent mine in, and I think it was $230 for a lab test one day. And, wow, that was a mistake. So she has me go through the clinic to get the blood tested, but I'm trying to get that defined. I think that would be wonderful, too. And they can predict all kinds of things that are going on in your body before you know them. So it sounds really interesting to me.
That sounds like it might be a SpectraCell test. Does that sound familiar? SpectraCell?
No, it doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay. I will send Ruth a link to that, and you can have anyone draw your blood and send it to the lab. The only lab in the U.S. is here in Houston, and it is remarkable. When you come out of after having one of those, you know exactly where you're missing in minerals, vitamins. They do a micronutrient test and amino acids and all kinds of things. So it's,
wow, that sounds like a good idea.
And
sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm. The insurance will pay for it. Now that I'm on Medicare, it doesn't pay as well, but with regular insurance, it does. And they do a lipid level, very detailed. But back to the thyroid, those two things that we extra test we need is a free T3 and a free T4. And that will indicate how much of the thyroid has been freed up from the blood to actually reach the cells. If it's never getting into the cells, it's of no value to us. And that makes a world of difference.
I think I better find out. I've never ever warm. What I have is a half a grain.
Okay. Almost everyone we know is on at least one to 2 grains of thyroid, of armor.
Now, why does mine say 15 milligrams?
Ooh, that's a really low, because 1 grain is equal to around 60 milligrams. So you're on a very low dose. I didn't realize they even, well, I didn't know they made one that small. What color is yours?
Yellow. Very, let me look. I think. No, it's yellow.
Nancy, what is your background? Do you do this research yourself, or have you got a nursing or a pharmacy background?
No, I've always worked in doctor's offices, but just in the front office. But it's a lot of this came through this doctor that we use here in Katy, and he is really into the natural. Anyone who comes to him being on any kind of a medication, whether it be blood pressure, cholesterol, whatever, he works at getting them off of that and onto natural things that replace. So, and he's awesome. On the radio each day. Actually, there's a link. You can listen online. So I should send you that also.
That would be great.
Yes.
Do any of you know of a natural way to help the thyroid function better?
Well, I think that's what we're talking about.
Well, I thought you were talking about drugs that you had to get from a pharmacy.
Well, you can get, we're talking about, don't get the drugs, get the natural, it is a thyroid supplement. It is like thyroid.
Yeah.
Hormone.
There are natural ways. My nutritionist, who's also a chiropractor, she does give, well, almost all chiropractors who are nutritionists, they have other things that is supposed to wake up the thyroid and cause it to start functioning better. So I've just never gone into that realm to try it. But some people say it does work. But I think after you've been on a supplement like Armor or Synthroid for a long time, I don't think you can go back. But if you're starting out with a thyroid problem, I think that's where that helps a lot more. But I'll try to do some more research on that. With herbs and things, that's what they use.
And there are foods, really good healthy foods, if you don't balance them out right, they can block the uptake of the thyroid. And one of them I do in my green smoothie and stuff is kale. It makes me feel really good, and I do it a lot. I should switch around a little bit, but it can interfere with the uptake of the thyroid in your body. So that there are other ways to balance things, too, and we all look for those.
You are exactly right. It's the goitrogen, so it would be the kale, cabbage, spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, those things do block the thyroid. Oh, and soy will do that also. But how do we get around that? Because those are the things we really need. So it is kind of a problem.
Are you going to answer that question for us, Nancy?
No.
I mean, cabbage and everything.
I know. All the things that are healthy for us, they say we, you know, they are interfering with our absorption of the thyroid. So,
maybe we can take that thyroid, if we're taking a supplement, we need to take it away from eating those foods, which I do that early in the morning.
Maybe. And I'm on a kind of a limited diet, so I tend to eat some of the same things quite often, and I know I should switch the colors on my vegetables and switch things around more, and then the body can accept them easier. Not eat kale every day. Just switch it to something different.
A friend of mine bought the thyroid support, it's called, from this doctor that I was speaking of, and she sees a difference already. So I'll find out what ingredients it's in that. I can send that to you, Ruth.
Okay, Doc.
From his website.
Anyone who's interested in the next day or two, then let me know if you want me to send that on to you.
I'm interested.
With an email, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, thank you for joining today and for the good discussion. Thank you, Nancy, for so many answers you have. I think we need to put you at work a little bit more in the call.
And all of you have such good input.
Thank you very much, and have a great day. And Monty has already left for an appointment, but he will be with us in the morning and talk with us. So have a great day.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't forget to get all your people on Rick's call tonight. I sent lots and lots of them to everybody who was in my prospects file.
Great. I sent out a bunch of them last night, too.
Well, good. We had to get Rick's call report and see who we have on there, if we had some people on there, if we can tell. All right. Have a great day, you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.